Hello, this is Donnie Smith, and I'm going to hit on a couple of the changes that I had on my website. Then I'm going to answer a few questions that I've got recently, and that'll be about it. I try to keep these 5 minutes or less because I know you're busy as I am too. So anyway, if you go to collisionblast.com, you'll see a whole different website, and I encourage you to go there and check it out. And I'm going to focus more on training. School's out. And so over the summer, I'm going to spend some more time on that website, getting you more how-to information. Had some requests to get some different types of information rather than just the regular auto body, you know, because I'm kind of focused on what my focus is for, you know, a collision career, collision repair career. But I am going to get some more do-it-yourself type stuff on there. How to paint a motorcycle has been requested several times. Some fabrication and restoration, you know, that's been requested. So I might look at some of those things to look at to start adding to the website and creating videos or finding good videos to put on the website for you. Also, I'm going to take a harder look at estimating. So if you're interested in auto estimating, I'm going to be putting more content on the website about that and spending some time on that over the summer. So if that's something that you're interested in, you might check it out. So anyway, go to collisionblasttalk.com, check it out. Another thing, when you're on the websites and you're reading an article or watching a video on there, you know, if it's something that you like, be sure and let me know by hitting the like button, you know, the Facebook like button. You know, if I'm not getting any likes on something, then I know that, well, maybe I don't need to spend any time on that because, you know, it's not a value to anybody. I want to be producing stuff that you find interesting. So if you like something, be sure and let me know. Click the like button. All right, Q&A. One of the questions I just got was about, in one of the YouTube videos that I have, you know, I'm mixing up body filler and I'm not using cardboard. In fact, I say, do not use cardboard. And the question was, you know, they told me that they use cardboard. Why should I not use cardboard? Well, the cardboard's a porous surface. In other words, it's got tiny holes in it that will absorb the resins and some of the things that's in the body filler, and it can also contaminate the body filler. So you really want to use something non-porous, you know, something that doesn't have those tiny little holes. So you want to use something, you know, like plastic, something real hard. Metal would be fine, but you want to use just about anything but cardboard. Cardboard does not work well, and you know, it will absorb some of your resins. So another question I had, and this is one I'm going to have to make a video on it because it's kind of hard to explain. But on one of the videos, I'm kind of doing a flame. I'm laying out a flame. And they ask, well, how do you get this exact same flame on the other side? And I know some of the really good people may be able to just go over there and duplicate it. But for the most part, I think most people will lay one side out. And then they'll get some masking paper. And they'll get something like a lead pencil or something like that. You tape your paper to the side, and remember your tape's still on there. And then you just kind of run your pencil along that tape. And that gives you an outline of exactly where your tape is at, of your flame or whatever it is you're doing. And there's different ways you can do that when you get it to the other side. You can put holes in it and use something like chalk. That goes through. You could trace it on there with carbon paper. There's a lot of ways to transfer once you have that outline from one side to the other. You could even cut it out and kind of give you some points to go from. But I'll be doing a video on that because that's probably hard to grasp what I'm trying to say without actually seeing it. But I'm about out of time. That's pretty well wrapped up the 5 minutes today. But be sure and go to collisionblast.com. Check it out. And if you like it, let me know. Talk to you soon.